This is Barb Gross with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. Today, I'm recommending It Turns Out Like This by local author Stephen Coyne. Steve teaches American literature and creative writing at Morningside College, and his book won the Many Voices Award from New Rivers Press last year. Steve is a powerful writer with a distinctive voice and a pitch-perfect ear for dialogue. It Turns Out Like This is a novel in stories, a collection of 15 short stories, all connected by a character named Stu Jakes, and all set in the Chesapeake Bay area. Stu is a waterman, a regional term for a man who makes his living fishing and trapping. Most people would call Stu a loser, but in Coyne's gritty portrayal, there is something profound about Stu. Coyne's non-linear stories give us glimpses of Stu's life. In the opening piece, Stu is an older man minding his own business, tending the ice machine at the marina. Enter the Wiggler. She's scantily clad and begging a ride across the bay to score a $40 bag of meth. In other stories, we meet Stu's wife, Joanna, once as the point of view character grappling with her sister's accidental death, and other times from Stu's viewpoint. As an older Stu looks back on his life, Coyne writes, "What Stu needed was his daughter, his past, but there was no way back now, he knew. There was nothing now but time and tides." It Turns Out Like This is a book you shouldn't miss. Check out this title and other great works of fiction at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.